There are more refugees than ever before. What does this mean for refugee mothers? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Julia Jaeckel, assistant professor in the Department of Child and Family Studies at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, explains why keeping homeland child caring practices should be important for all refugee mothers.
Our world currently has the largest refugee population ever reported. Refugee mothers are giving birth and raising infants under scarce conditions. This may cause an increased risk to give birth preterm, in particular among African refugee women. How can we support the long-term health and well-being of refugee infants? In our current study, we are asking African refugee mothers how they take care of their infants. We know that infants who were born too soon can thrive when they receive breast milk and when their parents provide skin-to-skin contact. We also know that baby carrying and skin-to-skin is frequently practiced in African cultures. Unknown is to what extent refugee mothers maintain their traditional practices after resettling in the United States, where skin-to-skin is not common and breastfeeding not a given. Our initial findings suggest that African refugee mothers gradually adapt their infant care practices to the customs and standards in their new host society. This means they may carry their infants less frequently on their bodies, because they use strollers, for example, and they may decide to bottle feed. Given evidence that skin-to-skin and breastfeeding are beneficial for infants' long-term development, our aim is to learn more about why African refugee mothers change their traditional care practices. How can we encourage them to hold on to their traditions instead? And what can we as Western parents adopt that would benefit our infants as well? There's much to be done for individual children's future, while 43 million people are displaced from their original homes.
That was Julia Jaeckel of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.